Lecture topic, enhance your oratory skills.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي رد أن يصدقني إني أخاف أن يكذبون وقال تعالى وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن من البيان لسحرا وإن من الشعر حكمة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Honorable Ulama, respected Mashayikh, Asatidha, really I am overwhelmed by the wonderful turn up of Ulama on a Sunday morning where there are many other commitments. As the MC has indicated, this is a very important and a very significant get together. I hope in my time constraints I could cover all the areas that needs to be addressed. Firstly, I'm hoping to focus on number one, to impress upon ourselves the need of enhancing our oratory skills. And inshallah, I will support whatever I say through Quran and Hadith so that nothing be attributed to myself. I'm not in any way advocating that I'm the dean or I have any degree of excellency in this. But in my humble way, whatever experiences I have accumulated over the years, I will inshallah generously share it with you. May Allah give me guidance and to you as well. The second and the important thing is where we draw the difference between public speaking, oratory skills, and spiritual transmission. Ours is very different. You could read a book on oratory skills. You could read a book on how to impress an audience, how to sway an audience, how to rivet an audience. All that is in its place, but then we know that there is a great effect of spirituality to penetrate the hearts of people. And the third is, Allah forbid, that if we fail in our duty, like it has been suggested and alluded to, there are many that are there to take over this platform, and then we are liable for this year. At the onset, just to give you a brief introduction to the whole idea, we find in the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Shu'ayb alayhi salam goes down as Khatibul Anbiya. When you look at the group of Anbiya, then this is the title that was conferred upon Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wassalam. He was known as Khatibul Anbiya. Also, Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, وَآتَيْنَاهُ فَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ وَشَدَدْنَا مُلْكَهُ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَفَصْلَ الْخِطَابِ. In Ma'riful Quran, under this ayah, we strengthen his empire and his kingdom. We inspired him with wisdom and decisive speech. Fasl al-Khitab in Ma'riful Quran has been explained in two ways. One is he had an amazing art of, navigating and resolving complex issues. Allah Ta'ala had favored him with this wisdom. And the other explanation, fasala obviously meaning to separate, to expound, to clear, khitab, speech and oratory. And it is also written there, if you trace the originality of amma ba'd, which the khutaba deliver, then this inception comes from Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. Awwalu man qala amma ba'd fi khutbatihi Dawudun. The first person who said amma ba'd in his khutbah was Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. In the group of Sahaba, Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was just as Hassan ibn Thabit was Sha'iru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas was Khatibu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I was reading a kitab and one of my students gave it to me and I made so much dua for him because he passed it on and over the years people say this is of good information to you. I read a nice article on public speaking or I read something on improving vocabulary or something that's of relevance of communicating and eye contact and mashallah people give you this and sometimes you put it aside and that when you open it up you realize how rich and how wholesome this article or this book is. One of our great akabirin and who is a giant in the field of ulum was undoubtedly Sheikh Thanwi alayhi rahma. And as I'm going to expound, I think one of the key problems with the ulama by and large generally is that there is lack of mutala. Unfortunately for me, this is the biggest problem. We are not making a concerted effort. Like everything else, there is an effort to make. Somebody said a beautiful thing. You can't buy health. You got to protect your health. You can't buy money. You got to earn your money. You can't, where are you going? I'm going to buy money. No, you can't buy money. You got to earn your money. In the same way, you've got to protect your health. You've got to make an effort to prepare a lecture. So there's a beautiful kitab of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Taqreer or Tahreer Ke Adab. It is so amazing. When I was reading this kitab, I said, Ya Rab. And you know what? In the capacity of an authority, I don't need to support the words of Hazrat Thanvi with any other person because he's a giant himself. Honestly, if you've read, Anwar Shah Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that till I didn't read the Bayanul Quran of Hazrat Thanvi, I wasn't convinced there was uloom in Urdu. Till I didn't read the Bayanul Quran of Hazrat Thanvi Alayhi Rahma, I wasn't convinced that the Urdu language also has uloom. Now he has written on the aspect of bayan and adab, just few things, and then obviously I want to support it with other verses of the Quran. Number one, he said, between oratory, between public speaking, prolific writing, and conducting dars, I would definitely, without winking my eye, give preference to public speaking. And then he says, why? And these were his words. If you read his kitabs, you would know the uloom that Allah had conferred upon him. He said, this is a'am, and it is atam, and it is ashal. He said, it is a'am, all ismi tafzeel, atam, and ashal. He said, in dars, it's very focused, it's very concentrated, it's very exclusive. You're hoping to impress and convey 30 people, 40 people. In writing, he said, you reach out to a specific category who are driven by literature. You don't reach out to all. But yet in a public gathering, inevitably someone or the other, and in today's time, I could elevate it on another level where that could be captured so quick and put on the net or captured into this file or that file and put on BBM, and the best thing is it's circulated. So the element of a'am is even more wide in today's context compared to his. If you read his khutubat, you will find by and large, qalam band. It was captured in writing by this person. 300 people were sitting. Hazrat stood and conducted the khutbah. This is by and large in his khutubat. So he said, it is a'am, it is atam, and it is asal. Then in Qawlul Jaleel and in other kitabs of his I read, he said, I don't have the finance. Otherwise, my inner heart desires to employ one lecturer officially and pay him a dedicated salary so he can just go out and respond and address the public on current issues. Then in another kitab, he said the same thing. Mere paas rupiye ki wusat nahi, warna jeeb bahut chahta hai. Now imagine a man like him saying this. Then he says, and I have the kitab here, I don't like to say it, you know, Maulana Ahmad Laad Sahib said, baro ki baat, baro ke muh se achhi lagti hai. Baro ki baat, baro ke muh se achhi lagti hai. The speech of great people, said by great people, looks nice. Small people uttering the words of great people, it doesn't gel. So in my humble capacity, may Allah give me the humility, and not in any way that I elevate myself over you. There are many that are more senior to me in age and knowledge. So I'm cognizant of their presence, and I believe that they are here to give me comfort and encourage me, and there's very little that I can share with them. But anyway, he says that it is said that apart from the ulama shunning this duty, many of them look down upon this aspect of deen. And then he goes on to say, and then I said, did I read right? Let me read it again, and I have the book if you want to verify what I'm saying. He said, many in prominent institutions who enjoy the position of Ustadul Asatida make reference to this, that this is the work of ignorant people. He said, I have such a pain over this. I have such a pain over this. Then he has written extensively the need that we need to enhance this. We need to create this. And again, just maybe in the beginning I touch, and later we could come to it again, that if we don't come on in from a fiqhi perspective, he gives the ruling of farz-e kifaya. From a fiqhi ruling, that what is the ruling for some alim to stand up? He said it's farz-e kifaya. That if an alim stands up and he saves somebody else from coming onto the platform, then he has absorbed others of their obligation, failing which all the ulama of that community will be liable. He said it's farz-e kifaya. And then he also spoke about the very same thing, and this is a harsh reality, that when we shine away from this reality, then other people are coming on. And then he quoted two incidents, and then I might share with you some of my personal experiences in this regard. He said, one person was giving a talk, simply again, he attributed it to the fact that the ulama were not capitalizing on the opportunity. I'm not ready, I'm shy, I'm afraid, I haven't prepared, I'm not skilled, I'm not competent. This is another problem we have. One of my ustads one day mentioned that we want to be like the best in the field, then only we want to do it. This is completely wrong. So if I cannot read Qirat like a particular Qari, no, I cannot read Qirat. Remember, we all cannot be an expert in the field, but we can contribute in the field. This perception that I have to be reaching a level of excellency, and I have to reach, and again it stems from the fact that unfortunately back in the days of Anjuman, we were eloping from the madrasa, we were not punctual, we were, you know, brushing it off, and then at the point of graduation, now we start grappling, and now we put into position, again, how many times I know of a situation, every time there's an Arab Jamaat, they need tarjuma, Morana has a running stomach. Now what happened to my Arabic abilities? Was I studying or not? These are sad realities. And obviously we're talking to common members, we're talking as brothers here, so it's within doors here, but we need to thrash out these issues within ourselves. And we need to resolve these issues. So one person was giving a talk, an ignorant person, and he said, "Inna a'atayna kal-kawthar," as Tanwi Ali Rahma has mentioned it in his Mawa'idh. He didn't differentiate between kaf maf'ul and kaf tashbih. So he said, "Oh Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, verily we gave you something like kawthar. A'atayna kal-kawthar." He doesn't know this is kaf maf'ul. And again he said, this is typically what they will do. Then somebody was giving a talk, he said, "Min sharril waswasil khannas." So he said, waswas is the name of shaitan, and khannas was his son's name. Brothers, I was invited in North America to a conference. And this is my personal stance. In kana sawaban fa min Allah, wa in kana khata'an fa minni wa min ash-shaytan, wallahu wa rasuluhu minhu bari'an. I personally believe there is a need in the market. There is an opening, there is a niche, there is a desperate for us to get in. We might be invited, and if you support me and you echo my sentiments, good luck. If you differ, I respect your right of differing. But there is a big need outside there, and many of the other organizations are mobilizing the youth in the tens of thousands, which unfortunately perhaps we're not doing. Maybe they're not being attracted to a traditional system. They want something a bit more, you know, attractive, more innovative, etc. But often we given the opportunity to get in. I, in my humble capacity, believe that without compromising our dress, without compromising our values, without having an inferior complex about ourselves, without condescending the others, we need to make a presence, give our talk, and excuse ourselves. But we need to get in. So there was this large conference, and mashallah, very prominent speakers from the world who feature on the global platform. Many who went down as one of the most hundred most influential Muslims of the world. Now, I might not buy into that theory, and you might not identify with that sentiments. But the man sitting at home who's watching Islam on the TV, he believes that man represents Islam. He's a true ambassador of deen. And I was in this particular conference, and I was a bit two-minded. You know, this is not all on board. It's not all kosher. It's not all segregated. Should I be here? Should I not be here? And then this so-called prominent man who enjoys a great status in the world, he said, "You know, the important thing is we need to follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in religious issues. There is no virtue, no merit, no significance in mimicking his personal habits." When I heard this, I said, it was as if Allah was telling me, "How dare you don't come." I honestly felt this in my heart at that time. I said, here's an audience, thousands had gathered. When I say thousands, tens of thousands. And I said, immediately my mind started running, I need to do damage control. I couldn't cut him short on the podium, but my talk was next on. And my mind started running. I said, what I drank from my asatidha in the Darul Uloom, don't allow me to digest that without frowning. It doesn't allow me. There has to be a restlessness within me to spur me. Can I sit back? Is this what we learned in our institutions? Then those coming out from the Islamic faculties of tertiary institutions and us coming out from the traditional have no difference. We've drank from the uloom of our asatiza, where our deen is our life, where they left the children's janazas and they went for jalsas on Khatme Nabuwat. And what they did. So I honestly believe, you know what, it's very, very volatile and we have to come out. And these are the types of remarks that have been made by intellectual, by prominent, by leading scholars. And if we don't come in, we don't enhance ourselves, we don't empower ourselves, we don't educate ourselves, many of them have a charisma and many of them are more entertainers than really spiritually energizing the audience. It's swaying the audience and they have the charisma. They will pace the podiums, they will pull out in an audience, and I have seen them, I've interacted with them, I've seen, and mashallah, again I'm saying, we don't look at them in a condescending way. Then we lose it. Our dress itself is a dawat. One person was giving a talk, and he read Surah Ikhlas. Now, we know rabt bayn al ayat. I'm only talking about the fact that if we don't come on board, how this vacuum will be filled by people that we have an issue with. But we don't realize that it is us that's leaving that opening, and that is what's happening. So rabt bayn al ayat is a very intricate science of the Quran to appreciate the correlation between verses. How the rabt between this surah and that surah. So this person read Surah Ikhlas, and then he said, there is a tie between this verse and the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu anhu. So one scholar said, I was intrigued. I said, I don't want to hear anything, I just want to hear the rabd. But this was a pretext to digress. He digressed, and in the end he came back. He said, now coming back to my point, I said in the initial that this surah has a connection to the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu anhu. This is that surah of the Quran which was revealed on the grandfather of Hussein radiallahu anhu. Bhai, pura Quran kis pe utra? On whom did the entire... You will find, in terms of mawad, in terms of material, very hollow and shallow. But yes, they are mobilizing people. In one particular conference I was invited, people came in busloads, in thousands. When I say thousands, at least 6,000 on one personality. So I was really drawn to this man. I said, I really want to follow him and I want to see what it is. Now, one is I can refute it and deny it and say it's not this. But the reality on the ground is the masses are flocking to his talk. That is the reality. Whether we you know what, call it narrow-minded, we differ with the views, we have objections with his belief system, the reality on the ground is, on his name, the masses are coming. So I made a conscious point to attend the talk. I really thought I'm going to hear something amazing and awesome and really, you know what, mind-boggling, and it would really capture me. I wasn't, perhaps my expectation levels were too high. I'm not too sure what it was. But the reality is, he was attracting people. So coming back to my opening comments, it is imperative, it's integral, it's of paramount importance that we enhance our oratory skills. Often we might have the material, but we don't have the know-how of conveying it. We don't have the know-how of conveying it, because of which people don't take to us. Now let me support it from Quran. I read the verse, وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delegated Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to present the Dawud before the tyrant Pharaoh, then he interceded to Allah if he could have a helper and an assistant. And who better than proposing for his own brother? In Tafsir Uthmani, in this ayah, again I'm saying, mutala is of paramount importance. You know, I can give you the entire layout and experience, body language, command of the language, presentation, preparation, body, conclusion. But if there isn't strong mutala happening, then I'm afraid we're going to be repeating ourselves and we're going to be depleting what we have. A scholar has to be connected very intrinsically to his books. It's inherent to him. He has to be on board all the time. In Tafsir Uthmani, under this ayah, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا, in the footnotes is mentioned that Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was elder than Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, in terms of the status, Musa alayhi salam was a greater Nabi. But in terms of age, Harun alayhi salam was senior. Now, I'll tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah for Harun as an aid, he did not intercede through the agency of the seniority of his brother. He interceded through the agency of the eloquence of his brother. He didn't say Harun is elder, he's more experienced, he's been here longer than me. He said, وَأَخِي هَارُونُهُ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, under this ayah has written so beautifully that from this we deduce, he's got a whole caption there, from this we deduce to enhance your oratory skills is matloob and mahmood. It's matloob, it's objective. And as a Tanwi said, these are his words, that people who on whom the title of Allama has been conferred, they say this is the work of ignorant people. You know, we must read the writings of our Akabirin. Honestly, I mean, this is what we pride ourselves with. And I said to people, many people ask me, you met this man? I said, yeah, we shared platform, we stayed in a common hotel. He said, did you meet this man? I said, yes, we met him. I said, how was it? I said, no offense to him, but we've seen our Akabirin, it's difficult to become impressed with others. I'm not running anyone down, but after we've seen the great scholars and the great luminaries, and we've seen how they loved and how they imparted, and their humility and their simplicity, and they had the world at their feet, but how they conducted themselves. Yesterday I received a text from one brother in one province. He said, Sheikh, I listen to you and I benefit. I'm in a town where unfortunately the scholars are charging for fiqh lessons, for hajj lessons, for this lessons. I don't have the funds and I really want to learn deen. I really find myself at an awkward position. I read this and it hurt me. You know, sometimes you want to respond to all these calls, Allah. What has happened to the scholars of that place? Have we abused this position that we have? As Tanwi alayhi rahmah has written, that a scholar that I would love to employ in an official capacity, one thing he must never do is go and do collections. He must go exclusive, that people must know his motive of that lecture is not tainted with anything else. It's not, I've come here exclusively to convey a message of deen. That's it and nothing else, so that people don't draw negative parallels from his presence. So anyway, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that my brother Harun is more eloquent. And then furthermore, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi writes, aur uski sa'i karna madmoom nahi. And to make an effort to develop this, to rehearse this, to practice this, is not anything evil. There's nothing wrong or bad that you have done where you are practicing and you are trying to enhance your oratory skills. That's the first thing. Yet on the other side, we also learn something, and I heard this from one brother who was here from Palestine, and he said such an amazing thing. He said, Harun was more eloquent, alayhi salam. Musa was not so eloquent. In fact, he had a stammer. But Kalimullah was Musa. Kalimullah was Musa. Often when I have to speak and address an audience that is physically challenged or they have impaired in certain ways, then I quote this. That what great solace here for you, whatever the nature of the problem is. We learn, and this is the beauty. So we draw from this ayah that it's correct to enhance your oratory skills. وَأَخِي هَارُونُهُ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. But at the same time we learn that Sayyidina Musa had the stammer, but Allah made him the Kaleem. So for your communication with Allah, you don't have to be eloquent. But at the same time, to converse to the people, it is, you see, the key thing is we need to understand when which hadith applies. Somebody comes to my door begging. I'm telling him, don't you know you mustn't beg, brother? And he's telling me, don't you know you mustn't refuse a beggar wa in ja'a ala farasin? Even if he comes mounted, you. So I'm not taking the hadith that's supposed to hit hard at me. I'm taking that which gives me comfort. I often say to the students in the madrasa that when we study deen, then we say that when a person comes out to study the knowledge of deen, then the malaika spread the wings out for him and all the rest of it. And when somebody else studies deen, then we say, you know what? Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bil rajulil fajir. Brother, just a word of caution to you. For me, the malaika are here, but I'm just saying to you, be careful. No! For you is نَدَّرَ اللَّهُ امْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي. And for me is إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. I met with one scholar in the UK, And he said when Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali came to the UK on one visit, thousands had converged. And he said, I was present there. And he ascended the pulpit, and then he was just weeping and wailing and sobbing. After a prolonged wailing period and crying, somebody approached him and he said, is all okay, or do we terminate the program? He said, this hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, is not allowing me to start. And when a person starts speaking, you go through the different phases. Initially, Allah forbid, there's an element of perhaps pride that would set into you. Perhaps an element of, I've done something, I have impressed people. But like in everything, the element of ikhlas comes at the end. It comes gradually. You can't back off if you're having the impression. The hadith of Bukhari, somebody came and said, oh Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I perform salah for Allah. But then sometimes people compliment me and I enjoy the compliment, but I'm not motivated by the compliment. Tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. Tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. That's the good glad tidings for a believer in this world. One khatib I read, when he used to give talks, people used to praise him and shower him. And he used to get very happy. So someone said, you're very conceited, man. You're enjoying the praises. He said, you know, my brother, I don't speak. Allah makes me speak. So my humble talk is an excuse for them to praise Allah. And I'm happy that they're praising Allah. They might use me as a pretext, but I'm not the person. Well, the Arabic poet said, وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى. We are sick and we are advocating cure. طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. I am sick but I am curing, but this is the reality. Often the devil says, no, I'm not the right person. None of us are the right person. None of us are the right person. Let me just come back to a little basic of the oratory part of it, and then we could go into the spiritual aspect. The hadith that two people came from the Banu Tamim tribe. And they came and they sat and they spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they gave an impressive lecture. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَصِحْرًا. Again, we have material at our disposal. Sometimes I say to ulama, alhamdulillah, practically every Friday you will get a call at 10, 11 o'clock, and it's given, it's someone that is just about to get into the masjid. How do I say this? What should I say here? Is this right? I heard this. How do I? Alhamdulillah, that's good. Gradually we all learn, we identify, we share with one another, and the idea is to convey the message. So these people came, and they gave a talk, and the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. Mufti Ashiq Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi, under the commentary of this hadith, has written, there are two groups of muhaddithin that interpret this hadith. One say in this hadith, Nabi Sassam was praising these people, and the other say Nabi Sassam was condemning them. You know, sometimes you don't need to make too much mutala other than taking one ayat, but opening five tafsirs on that one ayat. And you've got a Jummah platform. One ayat and open five tafsirs. But it needs time, you need to digest it, you need to rehearse it, especially if it's intricate, you need to gather your thoughts, you need to gather your thoughts. A man like Marana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was known as Ustadul Hadith and Tafsir in Falah Darain, I heard categorically from his students, he used to sit in the morning and say, I am giving my dars tartib. I'm giving my lesson sequence, how am I going to put it there? Giving it to 30 people, teaching 30 years, but he's still giving it sequence. And I want to go there, you know what, and irtijal and fil badi, and just start saying a thing. How is this going to happen? I'm obviously then, people are going to come out, Mahfil, what was Maulana trying to say? Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but what was he getting at? Now why? Because of lack of preparation. So let's take the positive interpretation of إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرَ, because we're supporting the need of obviously enhancing the oratory skills. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, some lectures have the art of witchcraft on it. Meaning it can sway you, it can turn you, it can impress you. And I have, in my humble years of speaking, seen people, literally. And you know, and as an ustad and a student, you bond. As a haji brother, you bond. As two brothers in jamaat, you bond. As two people with a common sheikh, you bond. In an audience, especially where you're going and you're speaking, you're reading your audience and you can see that man crying. You're reading his body language. There isn't one-on-one talking, but you can see spirit. بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ فِي صُدُورِ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. There's spiritual transmission happening. You are actually engaging with that audience. And I actually can identify, and I'm watching his body language, and I'm seeing what's happening. Not that I know anything, but you know, I sometimes think of the first Jummah talk that I had to give in madrasa when Mawlana Shabir Sahib sent me out. And at that time I thought perhaps no, it was too daunting. But today you just reflect and thank him that that was the beginning of another chapter that Allah had planned out. So there is a spiritual interaction that is happening. Inna min al bayani la sihra. The hadith is in Hakim. Alqama ibn Harith radiallahu anhu. The hadith is very long. We heard the hadith perhaps. It's in Hayatul Sahaba as well. Where Alqama ibn Harith came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he spoke. And what is the unwan of the hadith? I'jabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi fasahati Alqama. I'jabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi fasahati Alqama fi bayani khisal al khair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was impressed. Wow, that was amazing. That was awesome. That was brilliant. And it's all ulama, I'll run you through the hadith just to reflect. So all this gives us an indication, the need to enhance our oratory skills, to become eloquent, because I have sat and have spoken and have interacted with many prominent speakers around the globe. And it's great, it gives us opportunity for them to learn from us and for us to share from them. We can learn. The key thing is, we don't compromise our dress, we don't have a condescending eye on others here, we don't look inferior, we don't feel inferior in our garb, but in terms of learning, I think we can. We revert to our scholars, and if we don't, then the others are coming in, as I said. And then these are the type of things that has been said there. I actually started jumping in my chair when I heard this man say this, yeah. Anyway, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who are you?" And he said, "We are believers." And he said, "Likulli qawlin haqiqa, fama haqiqatu imanikub." And then we said, "Khamsa ashrata khaslatan." 15 qualities. خَمْسٌ أَمَرْتَنَا بِهَا خَمْسٌ أَمَرَتْنَا بِهَا رُسُلُكَ خَمْسٌ تَخَلَّقْنَا بِهَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَنَحْنُ عَلَيْهَا إِلَى الْآنِ إِلَّا أَن تَنْهَانَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Another thing when I'm talking, there must be حِفْظُ الْمُتُونَ. If we don't quote Arabic, then what did we break our head learning the khasiyat of Abwab? This qaida, this nahwa, and when the sila is this, then the mafhum becomes this here. And then, you know what, when before this, it's taqdeem takes place, then it's something else, and sometimes the khabar is muqaddam, and that is mu'akhar, and then this one, what did we break our head if we can't convey that Arabic? I know with a certainty that you can make great inroads with Arabic into the Arab audience, number one. Number two, we need to realize the demographics of our country have changed greatly over the last 10 years. We no longer have one traditional, primitive Indian audience. We have people from the Horn of Africa. We have people from the Middle East. You can't run with that one khutbah. Hang on, please, man. Have a break. You need to change that khutbah. You need to change that khutbah. There are people that are identifying. And for Allah's sake, make waqf at the right places. The waqf is not at the right places. Now, if I speak, then, you know, Maulana, you're not encouraging me. In the beginning, you know, if I tell you, maybe for the greater portion of about 6 years, there wasn't a lecture after which you don't get flack. No, this is wrong. Your choice of words are not correct. From the English, from a grammatic perspective, it would be more apt for you to construct your sentence in this way. And then obviously you have others here, this context. Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and I read these people because I draw strength from them. He said, "I love speaking to the awam. Inke samne nukta bayan karo, wo jhoomte hai. Ulama ke samne bayan karta, wo kehte qaul marjooh hai. Qaul marjooh hai. Haan. Usme rawi ke upar kalam hai. Usme daaf ki bhi bu aati hai. And I'm a young boy. When I think of him, I look at these as my great people and I take solace from them. Over the years, the criticism gets swallowed. Allah is my witness and I say this, tahdith bin ni'mah. So many times I'm down and out and the phone would ring. And a person I don't know from a bar of soap. From a country I don't know. And I'm grateful to Allah for this. Sheikh, I've just heard this lecture of yours. It has made such a profound impression on my life. I cannot tell you what dua I'm making from you. I am here from Nigeria. This is my name and this is where I picked up this lecture on this link." There was a person in California. I gave a talk in one particular masjid. I am not saying Allah is my witness to trumpet myself this much here. I'm only telling you what opportunity lies in this medan. I'm only telling you what opportunity lies in this medan. So I gave a talk and then I was gone. And then I think I came back there to California for Ramadan. As I walked in there, there was this young brother all dressed up, mashallah. He came forward, hugged me, and he started sobbing. I was like, okay. I tried to pacify him, comfort him. Sheikh, the last time you came 3 years ago, you gave this talk. My heart changed, my life changed. My parents have been making dua for you from that day till today, every day. Will you please come home? My parents want to meet you. I said, I will definitely come, and I'm honored and humbled, and I'm really touched by that. So I went home to them. I can still picture this vividly because we need the du'as of these people. It's these du'as that take us forward. And honestly, it is one simple action. I was reading the other day, Sahib Hidayah, when he wrote his kitab, why Allah gave such acceptance to his kitab, his 4 volumes of Hidayah that he wrote, he fasted for the whole period. And he kept it such a secret that the khadim that used to bring the food, he didn't divulge it to the khadim that I'm fasting, so that he knows that it's my fast. He kept on taking the lunch and he would feed it to a poor person. When he completed the compilation of his 4 hidayah, then he said it to one khadim, alhamdulillah, I completed today, and for these amount of months and years I've been fasting. Then Allah puts effect. The minimum I try and do, and I'm saying this again, that you know you've got a program tonight. There are such opportunities in the community. You'll see a man walking on the road. It's hot. You can see he's battling. All you got to do is stop your car, put him in there. Can I get you a drink, uncle, and drop him at his old age home? Allah, this humble action tonight I will be talking, let it touch the hearts of people. You will be amazed to see what's the outcome of those lectures. It's beyond your expression. One day I was in London. I walked into the masjid. This youngster came. Allahu Akbar, Shaykh, I love you for the sake of Allah. I've been listening to you for the last five years and I make dua for you every day. So people who you don't know will be making dua. Where that will reach, only Allah knows. The medan is open. The medan is open. Another brother phoned me the other day. He said, I attended one talk of yours where you spoke about acknowledging people and reciprocating the favors. He said, I use this principle in the corporate world. Allah bless you. I'm sitting as now the head in my entire firm. I was only promoted on this grounds because I used to thank everyone, and I attended one day one of you after Maghrib Dars. So the ummah is there. They come in with big challenges. Before a talk, there's another problem that happens often. You'll have 20 phone calls. Please speak about respecting parents. Maulana, please speak about being kind to your partners. Very important how we must do, you know, you need to keep yourself focused. Ji, Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Sabka sunna man ka karna. Sabka sunna man ka karna. Ji, Jazakallah. I will try my level best. Don't put yourself under strain for that. Don't put yourself under strain for this year. You've got a topic, you focused, your objective. Now suddenly you take in pressure. This man had an issue. Fair enough, if the opportunity presents, and it is something that can be addressed, and without digressing too much, you can include it, then good luck, by all means. But now you start putting yourself under pressure, and then you lose your pattern of thought. So I was speaking about Hifdhul Mutun. We have to memorize texts. The words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has barakat, has nur, has great attraction in it. The Arabic audience appreciates the Arabic. The non-Arabic audience, it increases the levels of anxiety. As you quote in, so what? And then what? And after that what? And you're giving it bit by bit, people are becoming more attracted. And that is our deen. Arabic is hasanun bi nafsihi. It's not hasanun li ghayrihi. We learn it, it's objective material. Our nusus is in this language. Our whole thing is in this language. So we have to learn every lecture. There must be ayat, there must be ahadith, and we must memorize the ahadith. And then obviously, I personally love my Arabic poetry, so I have a personal touch for that. But yes, Nabi Sassam said, Inna min ash-sha'ri hikmah. Inna min ash-sha'ri hikmah. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, when he was a little boy, after spending time in the Haram Sharif, his family, they took him to the Qabila Banu Hudayl. This tribe was well known for their eloquence. And many of the words of the Quran also are in the context and in the dialect of Banu Hudayl. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبِ إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا. Ya lamma is in the meaning of illa according to the context of Qabila Hudayl. And there's a lot of other places. أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَى تَخَوُّفِ. In the 14 Jews in Surah Nahl. Umar radiallahu anhu said, what does takhawuf mean? Then one person came, he said, from our tribe, takhawuf means tanakkus. Takhawuf means tanakkus. The whole write-up is in Ma'riful Quran. Everything boils down to mutala. Everything comes back to that mutala. Then Sayyidina Umar said, learn this because in that lies the knowledge of your Quran. Inna min ash-shi'ri hikmah. Imam Shafi was put with this tribe of Qabila Banu Hudayl in his young days. And he said that before the age of 17, I had memorized 10,000 ash'ar of this tribe alone. And after he did everything, he said, Lawla ash-shi'ru bil ulama'i yuzri lakuntu al-yawma ash'ar min labid. I stopped because poetry is not good for ulama. After 10,000, he said, no, I said, I don't want to learn too much, just a little bit, because it's not very good. I'm not too hungry, I'll just eat. You know, there were two brothers that were studying with us. We used to call them the Barkat brothers. So they were twins. Anything you put down on the table, I will have one for the barakah. His barakah and that one's barakah, two-thirds gone. They say, eat by the Barkat brothers come in. Lawla ash-shi'ru bil ulama'i yuzri. The other day I gave a talk on only a poem. Very important, you must have a good start. You can't be, you know what, don't know which side is the palace and which way you're playing and where you're kicking the ball and say, oh, sorry, this is the field, I thought the field was that way. No, man, but you got to gather your thoughts. You got to apply your mind. You got to have a message from this. And honestly, if you apply yourself, Allah will inspire you with the skill how to link this in that context. How did I deduce from this here? This is the problem. This is the situation. This is the mood in the audience here. This has been the events. The situation is very volatile. People are calling us and they need. There's a janaza at home. Please come. And this is so important that we seize this opportunity. Because people are congregating as a ritual. It's family. We have to go there. Now they're sitting. The first day it's about mourning, crying. The next day it's politics and sports. Marana, you want to say a few words? Now we don't take that up. Udhkuru mahasina mautakum. Let those that came here take something and go. Let them take something and go. It's occasion of nikah, but again, there must be a sense of dignity. In principle, I have stopped giving talks at halls. I have stopped. And I said, no, this is not on. We don't want to make tahqeer of this ulum. We don't want to make tahqeer of this ulum. It's, even if it's segregated, the atmosphere is not conducive. The women are not dressed properly. There isn't an atmosphere that is supporting the discourse of deen. This is more a custom and a practice. I had the best qari to read, the best mufti to make the dua, and the best scholar to address the sermon. So you know what? It's again become something that my deco was better, my cook was better, my speaker was better, my reader was better. It has now assumed the position of now pride in yourself with this year. So in principle, I have stopped this year. And I don't know if you identify well and good. If not, it's your choice. But personally, it's not on board. People aren't. But there's a janaza home or in the masjid or people are focused and there is an attentive audience. It's a good opportunity to communicate and it's a good audience to read. So I was saying, I gave a talk on one poem of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi and it had such a powerful impact. Not my words. These are the words of this great people. Ours is nothing. You know, there are certain meals. I'm not talking of the jurisprudic dimension of it, right? But prawns. We're not talking of the fiqh. There isn't much to do with it. You just mustn't spoil it. It's got its own beauty. Hang on. Those that don't eat, please. Let me make myself very clear here. Right. I'm not advocating anything in any capacity. I'm saying the ulum is in Quran and Hadith. We just mustn't spoil it. It's a beautiful talk. You build in the audience to a climax. You've got to be moving in a particular rhythm. Your body language got to complement you. You see a person speaking with his hands in his pocket. Gone. He's lost his whole audience. His body language is not on board. If a man stands in front of you and his hands in his pocket, you are switched off from the word go. Read Ar-Rasulul Muallim wa Asalibuhu fit Ta'lim. Read that kitab 1,000 times. الرسول المعلم وأساليبه في التعليم. What was the tariqah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How did he speak? What diagrams he drew? What examples? A very, very important. Let me just mention this here. So I said, I'm going to give a talk today. One poem. And I said, I'm calling it a spiritual immune booster. What I said, brothers, it's a common thing today. We walk into a drug mart or into your local chemist. and we ask for something to boost your immune system. So it's overall probiotics to complement your system, to enhance your resistance, so that you're not susceptible and prone to all the sicknesses and the viruses in the air. I said, today I'm giving you a comprehensive immune booster. And then you create analogies. Now this is another important thing. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And these are the examples. You have to flavor your talk with examples. How can you not give examples? Under this ayah, in Ibn Kathir, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said, عَقَلْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَلْفَ مِثَالٍ. From Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's bayans, I learned 1,000 examples. Ibn Kathir writes, وَهَذِهِ مَنْقَبَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ لِعَمَرِ ibn al-As. And can Amr ibn al-As be short of any accolade? Can he fall short when he memorized 1,000? So can you imagine how rich Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's discourses were with examples? There has to be examples. That's the first thing. The second thing is your example must be conducive to your environment. You know, when we were studying in India, but they didn't study in India. I didn't study in India. I'm saying you going back to, you have to identify with the local. If you go back, you must tie up. I don't have a problem you rewinding, but you must contextualize. And I'll support this from Quran. I heard from my ustad, Maulana Abbas Sahib in Dars. When Allah invited us to look at the animals and reflect over His Qudrat, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ إِلَى الْبَقَرَةِ إِلَى الْفَرَسِ. No, the Ibil was in front of every Arab. Every Arab had an Ibil. So you didn't have to say, can I come look at your horse? I want to understand this ayah. You know, one of our brothers, he say, you're out 1 year, and he went, he said, here in South Africa, everybody has a Benz in front of the house. In India, everybody has a Bass in front of the house. So here you give an example of the Benz, there you give of the Bass. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ. Why? أَوَّلْ مُخَاطَبْ. Identify with the people. Give them an example to which, and you will be amazing. People will come and say, yesterday one brother, after last night's talk, he sent me an SMS. He said, the thing that struck me, the example you use, one is acceptance. Huh? There are two words I said yesterday. I said that, what was it? Expecting and accepting. Accepting will end up in cheers. Expecting will end up in tears. He said, that summed up the whole talk for me. That was the summary. There are great quotes that are available, both in the Arabic language and the English language. You got to start on a very, very objective note, and you got to end that last word must continue sinking in the depth of that heart when that brother walks up. You got to leave him on that high note. You got to conclude. If you give it a casual conclusion, you're not tying up the loose ends. You're not dotting your I's. You're not crossing your T's. You're not wrapping up your event. You're not concluding your tale. It was a good meal, but a dessert would go down great. Put the dessert down. Put the dessert. Bring it to that point. Drop them. And as you speak, you start learning with the audience. You're reading, you're appreciating. You're very important. Humor is very important, but the timing must be correct. If your timing is not correct, don't have humor. You at a spiritual note, the brother's tears are in the back of his eye, and you bring in jest. You've thrown water over the whole thing. The man is on the verge to tears. Someone has to just nudge him and he'll burst. He's so down. Because what happened? What you were speaking is his problem. Yesterday I seen it. And I, over the years you can identify when you press which button who you touch in. The body reaction and the sobbing of that man tells you how he's identifying. And it's no kamal, it's a matter of doing a thing from over a period of time. You actually read the body language of a people on which point. One is a particular point that hit home and a person is crying. But one is there was an outburst. And that outburst tells you there's something deeper in the life of that person with the problem you referred to. So there is a whole body language interaction. So anyway, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. First example. Second example, When Allah speaks about the destruction of the nation of Thamud in Surah Qamar, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنَّذَرْ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرْ فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِعُهُ إِنَّا إِذًا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ أَأُلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ إِنَّا مُرْسِلُ النَّاقَةِ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاصْطَبِرْ وَنَبِّئْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلُّ شِرْبٍ مُحْتَضَرٍ فنادوا صاحبهم فتعاطى فعقر فكيف كان عذابي ونذر إنا أرسلنا عليهم صيحة واحدة فكانوا كهشيم المحتضر. This ayah in Bayan al-Quran, I read it myself and I will tell you. We must know our references. People phoned me up 10 years ago. I heard this lecture, can you reference it? So some are earnest, some are obnoxious. Some mean well, some are malicious. But anyway, we need to have our ducks in a row, and we know what we're saying. We know what we're saying, so that we don't have to give in to pressure. Yes, I said this here. Now, if you have an issue with that particular narration, and that's your issue, but I gave you the reference where it is. I gave you the reference. Now, you want to make further kalam, that you can debate with the muhaddithin. I told you where I found what I found. As long as they don't have kalam of mawdu on it, and it has shawahid, and it has been narrated through other turuqat, even if there is du'f in some chains, for targhib, obviously we mentioned this here. We don't say resort to ratbo yabis and just to entertain the audience, you start, you know, talking of things that are not substantiated. So, فَكَانُوا كَهَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَذِرِ in بَيَانُ الْقُرْآنِ Hashama, we know, means to crush, to grind, to destroy the rubble. مُحْتَذِرِ اسْمِ فَاعِلْ حَذَرَ مُحْتَذِرِ a fence builder. So this was what the Arabs would do and commonly found the meadow, then it would be fenced around, and then there would be thorns in it, so that obviously the animals could not graze beyond. Now this was a practice that was found in the Arabs, as it is very found perhaps in our times as well. So in the annihilation and the destruction of this nation, Allah referred to a phrase with which the Arab man could easily identify. كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ كَهَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَضِرِ. So now he didn't need an explanation to elaborate. This is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran. Another example. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ. The waning and the waxing of the moon. Speaking of astronomy, until it returns after the cycle of the lunar month, it becomes like a date branch. Tamar. All the examples of the Quran, وَلَا يُذْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا وَلَا يُذْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. We all know the different meanings of naqir and fatil. One date, qitmir, naqir, fatil. Allah could have expressed that no oppression with an iota, with anything else. But Allah used the date. There are dots on the date. There is this fine skin on the date. There is this hair. There is the split in the date. All these words are part of the Quran. It's identifying with the local people. It's reaching to them in their own understanding. So we have to have examples. It must be flavored with related examples into the context that we are. And like I said, we have to have an Arabic dimension to it. This poem, one, two things, and inshallah we try and see if there's any questions in my humble way, if I could answer. So I use this one poem of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. Now obviously it needs preparation. Because no, I can't memorize. No, not I can't, I don't want to. If I want to, we have to take out time. I've got to talk, Maulana was suggesting that take up 52 Jummas, that's awesome, that's brilliant. From my side, I reduce it to a bite size, and if you can hitch that top, that's all the best. But even if you can come on board for 26, I'm happy. If you can come on board for 26, I tell you why, I don't want you to take one and run with it at multiple venues for 10 weeks. Don't do that. You know, I had to be in Houghton where I was for 8 years. And I was under pressure because, alhamdulillah, there were many brothers that used to make it a point to come. So every week I used to have my same audience and new people. And I had to have every alternate Jummah. It was very daunting because you are speaking on the 15th of Shaban to the same audience every year. Now certain thing, what you going to do? You gave them all that fazail. Miraj, you told them, alright, the first year you introduced the Burak. The second year you took them to the heavens. The third year you spoke Salat. What happens after that? Now you got to put yourself under pressure. And only when you put yourself under pressure, you start planning in advance. And when you plan in advance, you know, sometimes unrelated, you have no talk, no lecture, but something happens and you say, hey, you know what, that's a brilliant example. I can make something out of this here. I can really, something today happened, it's a brilliant start, I can latch this, tie this up, pen it down. Gather your thoughts. You've got to gather your thoughts, pen it down, put it together, and then you can develop. You've got to identify your topic before you start searching. Some people do this very often. They start something, hey, this is a nice topic, but then I think I'll only get 5 minutes out of this. Then say, all right, let's look. Then he finds something else, 6 minutes, then he hops from here. Huh? كُنَّا نَعْبُدُ حَجَرًا فَإِذَا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ أَلْقَيْنَاهُ وَأَخَذْنَا الْآخَرِ Abu Raja Utari, this call in Bukhari. كُنَّا نَعْبُدُ حَجَرًا فَإِذَا وَجَدْنَا حَجَرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ أَلْقَيْنَاهُ وَأَخَذْنَا الْآخَرِ It's not like that. You hop, no, no. Sometimes you're going to go through 10 books and that day you found nothing. Nothing relevant, but you learned a lot of the topic. You learned, sometimes I certain thing, the little that I know, and it's absolutely little, if sometimes Adam is also used on qillat, you know, وَقَلِيلًا مَّا تُؤْمِنُونَ in Bayan al-Quran, they say qalilia refers to Adam. So sometimes qalil is not qalil, is Adam. The little that we know, besides the darsi, if it wasn't for these bayanat, I don't think I would have expounded and opened up or studied or researched, seeded and opened up. It's the pressure of reading this, studying this, understanding this here, because this is a topic, it's dedicated, it's on this here, research this, understand this. So it gives you reason and rise and open to go deeper into it. So anyway, just to bring that poem again that I said that you need to prepare, I'll just run through the couplets and I tell you how quickly I gave it thought. So you gather yourself, you take something and call it a spiritual immune booster overall to enhance your level. دَعِ الْأَيَّامَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ وَطِبْ نَفْسًا إِذَا حَكَمَ الْقَضَاءُ وَلَا تَجْزَعْ لِحَادِثَةِ اللَّيَالِي فَمَا لِحَوَادِثِ الدُّنْيَا بَقَاءُ وَكُنْ رَجُلًا عَلَى الْأَهْوَالِ جَلْدًا وَشِيمَتُكَ السَّمَاحَةُ وَالْوَفَاءُ وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْبَرَايَا وَصَرَّكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهَا غِطَاءُ تَسَتَّرْ بِالسَّخَاءِ فَكُلُّ عَيْبٍ يُغَطِّيهِ كَمَا قِيلَ السَّخَاءُ وَلَا تُرِ لِلْأَعَادِي قَطُّ ذُلًّا فَإِنَّ شَمَاتَةَ الْأَعْدَاءِ بَلَاءُ وَلَا تَرْجُ السَّمَاحَةَ مِنْ بَخِيلٍ فَمَا فِي النَّارِ لِلظَّمْآنِ مَاءُ وَرِزْقُكَ لَيْسَ يَنْقُسُهُ التَّأَنِّي وَلَيْسَ يَزِيدُ فِي الرِّزْقِ الْعَنَاءُ وَلَا حُزْنٌ يَدُومُ وَلَا سُرُورٌ وَلَا بُؤْسٌ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا رَخَاءُ إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ وَمَنْ نَزَلَتْ بِصَاحَتِهِ الْمَنَايَا فَلَا أَرْضٌ تَقِيهِ وَلَا سَمَاءُ وأرض الله واسعة لكن إذا نزل القضاء ضاق الفضاء دع الأيام تغدر كل حين فما يغني عن الموت الدواء. There was an Arab brother in the audience. By Allah, you had to hold his emotions. He came to me, Sheikh, جزاك الله خيرا ما سمعنا مثل هذه الخطبة أبدا طول حياتي. Allah yujzik al khair. Allah yujzik al khair. An ma qult shay. We have to speak like that also. An ma qult shay. Haqiqa wallah. Hada fi kutub. Hada diwan al shafi'i rahimahullah. Jazahullahu anna. Hada a'immatuna rahimahullah. Radiyallahu an a'immatina. I was in America. I quoted this ibarat. You know, the third part of Qasas. Actually, I tried to memorize all those parts of Qasas because I love those ibarat so much. It's not easy for me to memorize, but I enjoy it. And I'm grateful to Allah. It pleasures me. It excites me. It gives me such a thrill. I'm just grateful to Allah for this year. And the other thing is, when you learn it, the other day I was learning this narration. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting. Abu Bakr was on the right and Umar radiallahu anhu was on the left. And then Abbas radiallahu anhu came. When Abbas radiallahu anhu came, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu realized protocol, respect demands that I need to move aside. So he moved aside and he ushered Abbas radiallahu anhu forward. Nabi alayhi salam said a statement, Allah be my witness. It was like 2-3 weeks. Oh, I just started crying. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Innama ya'riful fadla li ahlil fadli, ahlul fadli." That is our pleasure, man. I read this, and sometimes I'm like, it's good to have a wife who can understand Arabic. You're bubbling. You need to pass this. You need somebody to hear this. You got to offload it. I don't know. That's what happens to me. I just said, just listen to this, please. Just listen. I'll listen to you in your bayan. I said, no, afterwards, listen now, man. Innama ya'rifu al-fadla li ahli al-fadli, ahlu al-fadli. Oh my Allah, I said, my Habib, what was your fasahat? What was your balaghat? What was your kalam? Whatever. Walamma sakata am Musa al-ghadabu. See what the ulama write in fasahat under. Sakata am Musa al-ghadab. You know, we drank from ulum, from asatida. We learned this. It's a language of its own. So, I quoted this ibarat when Fir'aun died. Look at Maulana's word, and I really believe Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah's ibarat is ilham. In my honest, it's not human. This is not human. You can't think up this. You can't think up this. This is Allah inspires. He brings this. Look at the tayya, right? Where he drowns. Mata Malik, it is in America. This Arab brother was head over heels. Mata Maliku Misra ba'idan an arshihi, ba'idan an sultanihi. لا طبيب يداويه ولا صديق يواسيه ولا عين تبكيه فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منظرين. You put that and then Maulana puts that ayat together. He didn't say أين يا شيخ أن لك هذه العبارة. قال يا مريم أن لك هذا. Sometimes now you see certain people, you don't ask them Aina, you have to ask them Anna Laka. You know, you don't even come from somewhere else. Anna Laka, I said, Fil Kutub, Mawjood. So, little effort. One other poem I share with you, but it needs preparation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with his Sahaba. It needs time. What I say is, I was saying this here, prepare 2 Jummah lectures. This is my humble opinion. Prepare 2 Jummah lectures. And then you can run 1 for 2 weeks. Because what happens is the first time you say it, you know, especially when you're beginning to speak, you're trying to overdo your fear, speaking to people in your common environment, you need to get grip with yourself. Some people like to use a paper, alhamdulillah, I've never wanted to use it. Some feel, I guess each person, different strokes for different folks. Whatever floats your boat, do it. I personally didn't want to give myself the habit of depending on it. But if somebody is, it's fine. But you know, you're just making anecdotal reference. You're not now reading. As soon as you're reading, you know what? The audience is not yours. So if you're making subtle references to that, that's fine as a backup. In the beginning, in your initial talks, I say to people, always have backup, you know? Have extra material so that if there is a slip of any thought or you lose your focus, then you can rely on that stories. Stories is vital. It's integral. You read any book of public speaking, they will tell you, a child loves a story, a teenager loves a story, an adult loves a story, a layman loves a story, a professional loves a story. You cannot run theory for too long, you become monotonous. You become monotonous. You become philosophical, you become intricate. You're losing. You're starting off, it's flying high, you put a theory, now you need to put flesh on that theory. You need to unpack, you need to elucidate. So okay, you're through this year, now you need to galvanize it. You need to conclude it. You need to expound it in the form of an example. And then there you go with the story. And everybody is running with you. Just make an observation. Person runs 10 minutes. After 5 minutes, people, you size the man's confidence levels. You size his body language. A third has already become disillusioned from your body language. Some will spare you till 50%. Watch you another 5 minutes. And then, يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَاذَا. يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَادَى. Another important thing. Mariful Quran, Surah Zukhruf, Mufti Shafiz Ab Rahmatullah Ali. No, people don't listen. People don't listen. People don't listen. Visitors didn't eat. Visitors didn't eat. When you cook nice, if you cook properly, they will eat. أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَن كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. Read under this ayah in Mariful Quran, what's written there. Daraba, when the sila is an, it means to make araz. Should we avert our message simply because you're a nation that transgresses and don't listen? We'll persist in our message. That's written in Ma'arif. Then he writes, Waz aur tabligh karne walon ke liye hidayat. Apne kaam mein laga rahe, log sune na sune. See them. I'm giving you reference. It's not a thumbsuck. It's not a shot in the dark. Open it and see it. أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا ضَرَبَ عَنْ إِعْرَاز. Must we drop? No. The potential in the Jummah Maidan is phenomenal. I've seen with the grace of Allah, people giving up their businesses of interest, people lengthening their beard. I have seen in Sri Lanka, I met a brother now. Many years ago, I gave the talk on the beard. And alhamdulillah, it went quite, you know, far reaching. This brother said to me, he said, Sheikh, I must tell you, I downloaded that talk. I grew this beard. There was an Iraqi expat here. I gave him a lift and this lecture of yours was playing. He took a qasam in the car while I was taking him from one place in Colombo. The man told me himself. And he said, till today he grows his beard. I gave this Juma talk in Houghton. I said, Ya Rabb, Rubba Muballaghin Aw'a Min Sami'. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ كُرْزِ. One person stood up there whose name was Abdullah ibn Kurz. Is it Salaya? Yeah. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ كُرْزِ. One person stood up whose name was Abdullah ibn Kurz. He said, أَتَأْذَنْ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ عَلَى هَذَا أَبْيَاتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Nabi of Allah, can I go home, do a little homework on your bayan? I'm going to give it a poetic form. Have I got your blessings to do this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's all on. As Sahabi, you know what was ash'ar in their body? Fatima radiallahu anha is crying on the death of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and her lamenting is coming out in poetic form. When you're in your best mood at the best exotic place, make poetry in English, you'll better. You know, you have calm oceans, beautiful water, birds chirping, easy environment and all relaxing, unwinding, and then try, this is not for me, man. This is not for me. This is, she's crying, Ajaba Rabban Dua, Ya Abata ila Jibreel Nan'a, Ya Abata Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa. This just came out. You can't sit and think poetry when you lose your father and a man like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you know what poetry was in the Arabs? It was in their fitras. It was intrinsic to them. But what did he say? Oh, Nabi of Allah, give me time. Can I prepare? That's what I'm deducing. Can I prepare? We have to prepare. We have to sit down. Take up your kitabs. And, you know, with me in the case, one program ends and you're under pressure for another program. And you're under pressure for another program. And there's diversity in the topics. So now you are compelled and you're driven into researching those topics. You got to look at size your audience. It's intellectuals, it's professionals, it's academics, tertiary university students. How do I get in? How do I reach out? My essence must be Quran and Hadith. But these are people who will buy into these philosophical theories. So perhaps I'll put that as a bait and from there, it will be a springboard to greater information that I will then objectively move into Quran and Hadith. But I got to do all my homework to understand what I'm up to. أَتَعْذَنْ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ عَلَىٰ هَذَا أَبْيَاتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And Nabi of Allah, you'll give me time to give it by all means. فَمَا بَاتَ إِلَّا لَيْلَةً. Right? We're not even, we're giving you 14 days, my brother. We're not asking you إِلَّا لَيْلَةً. We won't tell you Thursday night for Friday. He came back. Said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm ready. I've given it poetry. Nabi says, gather the Sahaba. Now look at what was the profound effect of this year. The words of Muhammad says, I give you the reference. Nabi said, listen, Abdullah ibn Kurz has something. He said, Inni walladhi qaddamat yadayya kada'in ilayhi sahbahu thumma qaili li ikhwatihi idhum thalathu ikhwatin a'inu ala amrin biyal yawma nazili. فراق طويل غير متثق به فماذا لديكم بالذي هو غائلي فقال امرؤ منهم انا الصاحب الذي اطيعك فيما شئت قبل التزايل فاما اذا جد جد الكرب غير مقاتل.
The first brother spoke, I'm your money. As long as you're living, I'll help you. As soon as that starts, I back off. وعجل صلاحا قبل حتف معاجلي. Do whatever you want to because I'm yours as long as you breathe in. Once you close, it's over. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, any luck with this brother? He said, no, he's a deserter. Then he came and he embodied his relatives in poetic form. وَقَالَ امْرُؤٌ مِّنْهُمْ قَدْ كُنْتُ جِدًّا أُحِبُّهُ وَأُوثِرُهُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ فِي التَّفَاضُلِ غَنَائِي أَنِّي جَاهِدٌ لَكَ نَاصِحٌ إِذَا جَدَّ جَدُّ الْكَرَبِ غَيْرُ مُقَاتِلِي وَلَكِنَّنِي بَاكٍ عَلَيْكَ وَمُعْوِلُ وَمُثْنٍ بِخَيْرٍ عِنْدَ مَنْ هُوَ سَائِلِي وَمُتَّبِعِ الْمَاشِينَ أَمْشِي مُشَيِّعًا أُعِينُ بِرِفْقِ عَقْبَةَ كُلَّ حَامِلِي إلى بيت مثواك الذي أنت مدخل أرجع مقرونا بما هو شاغلي كأن لم يكن بيني وبينك خلة ولا حسن ود مرة في التباذل فذلك أهل المرء ذاك غناؤهم وليسوا وإن كانوا حراسا بطائلي أي بنافعي. The second one, I'm not like the first one. I'll walk you all the way. When you cry, when you die, barkin alaik. Wa mu'wi, I will wail and cry. Wa muslim bi khairin inda man huwa sa'ili. And everybody comes, I'll say, my brother was an amazing man. He was a great man. He was such a good person. But then will come the time I'll have to carry your body. Wa muttabi'u al-mashina amshi mushayya. I will carry you. Wa inu bi rifqi aqbata kulla hamili. You move off. I'll carry my brother. I will have to take you to your abode. إِلَى بَيْتِ مَثْوَاكَ الَّذِي أَنْتَ مُدْخَلُ. Then after I lower you, just sorry, my brother, I'm going to leave you and go. Look at his ta'bir. You know why? Since you got sick, I've been neglecting my family and I've been neglecting my business. أُرَجِّعُ مَقْرُونًا بِمَا هُوَ شَاغِلِي. I have to make qarana. لَفِيفَ مَفْرُوقَ لَفِيفَ مَقْرُونَ. أُرَجِّعُ مَقْرُونًا بِمَا هُوَ شَاغِلِي. I've got a lot of work to do. Then a time will come. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّهُ. I don't think we ever met. First when a person loses, you know, I can't tell you. And he's emotional to say his brother is buried in that graveyard. And after a time, Kazi passes, yeah, my brother is there and even my grandfather's buried there also. Yeah, they're buried next to one another. Yeah, yeah. It's actually the whole family. Oh. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ. كَيَا تَمَاشَ هِي دُنْيَاكَ. What is this dunya? كَأَنْ لَمْ يَكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنَ وُدٍ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَاذُلِ فَذَٰلِكَ أَهْلُ الْمَرْءِ. That is your relatives. فَذَٰلِكَ ذَاكَ غَنَاؤُهُمْ. This is where their effort ends. This is where their assistance ends. وَلَيْسُ وَإِنْ كَانُوا حِرَاسًا. وَلَيْسُ أي بِطَائِلِي. وَإِنْ كَانُوا حِرَاسًا. وَلَيْسُ وَإِنْ كَانُوا حِرَاسًا بِطَائِلِ إِبْنَافِ. As much as they want, they can't help. Then comes your amal. وَقَالَ امْرُؤٌ مِّنْهُمْ أَنَا الْأَخُ لَا تَرَى أَخَلَّكَ مِثْلِي عِنْدَ كَرْبِ الزَّلَازِلِ لَدَى الْقَبْرِ تَلْقَانِي هُنَالِكَ قَاعِدًا لَدَى الْقَبْرِ تَلْقَانِي هُنَالِكَ قَاعِدًا أُجَادِلُ عَنْكَ الْقَوْلَ رَجْعَ التَّجَادُلِ وَأَقْعُدُ يَوْمَ الْوَزْنِ فِي الْكِفَّةِ الَّتِي تَكُونُ عَلَيْهَا جَاهِدًا فِي التَّثَاقُلِ فَلَا تَنْسَنِي وَاعْلَمْ مَكَانِي فَإِنِّي عَلَيْكَ شَفِيقٌ نَاصِحٌ غَيْرُ جَاذِلِ فَذَلِكَ مَا قُمْتَ مِنْ كُلِّ صَالِحٍ تُلَاقِيهِ إِنْ أَحْسَنْتَ يَوْمَ التَّوَاصُلِ فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَبَكَى الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمَا مَرَّ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ إِبْنَ كُرْزْ إِلَّا دَعَوْهُ وَاسْتَنْشَدُوهُ فَإِذَا أَنْشَدَهُمْ بَكَوْ. From that day you never met Abdullah ibn Kurz, but they called him, Abdullah, spare us a moment, come say your poetry, my brother, we need to refresh our iman. فَمَا مَرَّ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ إِلَّا دَعَوْهُ وَاسْتَنْشَدُوهُ فَإِذَا أَنْشَدَهُمْ بَكَوْ. Whenever he passed by the, hey Abdullah, man, that poetry of yours, Allah reward you. Allah's Nabi teared, Sahaba teared. What did he do? Give me this year, I will work on it and I'll come back to you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire me. May Allah forgive me for anything that I had said that was out of my ambit, out of my jurisdiction. Perhaps in my openness I had overstepped the mark and I had not kept in harmony and in line with the respect for the senior ulama, for which I apologize. Also, one humble thing, sometimes we give in a talk and they are prominent ulama, we should try and acknowledge their presence. We should try and acknowledge their presence. Let's understand. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. The ulama who came early, they are before Fatḥ Makkah in this country. If you understand the ta'bir of this ayah, they are way before ta'bir, before Fatḥ Makkah. We are coming after Fatḥ Makkah. Maulana and his likes are there from the early. We sat at home. I studied at Darul Ulum Zakaria, 10 kilometers from my house, at my doorstep, where all was found for me. They were those who had to really tie shadd al-mi'zar and make the long journeys. So, لا يستوي منكم أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا. We're not discrediting the others from the fraternity of ulama. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. But acknowledge the presence of the senior ulama, that really they are here and it's through their blessings, and more correct for him, but I've been given the task. In that way, we will win their confidence and remove any form of antagonism or malice that the devil could might exploit and create and elevate to an element of jealousy. So we win their confidence, we take their happiness and their blessings with confidence, turning to Allah, doing some amal, we prepare ourselves and we present and we ask Allah to create effect in that words and benefit the people, and that it continues as a sadqah jariyah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.